Hey, DGB sisters, welcome to the Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond show. And today we have DGB sister Susan. She's a graduate of the program. Hi, good to see
Hello.
you. And can't wait to get into the conversation. For those of you who are new to DGB and not sure what it is, it's Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond. And we are a sisterhood of women who have decided that even though we've been through either a relationship breakup, a divorce, some of the women who've been through DGB have been widowed, right? There's been a loss there, that we're not letting that pain become our destiny, that we're drawing a line in the sand and we're not letting that be our identity. We're not denying that that pain had happened, that divorce had happened, but what we are saying is we're going to draw the line in the sand. We're going to look at what happened, take what we need to learn, and then we're going to be very focused on creating our future. And so I can't wait to have this conversation with Susan, and so happy to have you here, Susan.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from and what you do, and then we'll go on.
I'm from Florida and I'm, God willing, moving back there over the next year. I go in October to look for houses.
Yes.
And I have two adult children, 24 and 22, a son and a daughter. I have been single for 5 years now. And I am a life coach. And
yes.
I have three fur babies, two cats, and one dog.
You're like me. We've got the three. I have two dogs and one cat, though. So we've got the inversion. So that's awesome. And I would love animals. I mean, they're my family, right? They're definitely our fur babies. We love our children, but we love our animals just as much.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. And what's, you know, before we go on to general conversation, one thing that I love to ask is before we get into the conversation is what's one thing from going through the Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond program that really stuck out to you? One thing that you've learned or one, you know, thought or one action item or something that really was embedded in your heart that made, that was different, you know, from when you first came into DGB to when you left?
I would have to say two things. The first is I was able to put it into my mind that getting divorced, he didn't do it to me. He did it for me.
Yes. Yes.
And the second thing would be gratitude. And I bought myself a really pretty gratitude journal that I write in daily.
I love it. I love it. And I'm so glad that you shared that, Susan, because two things. Well, when you say this divorce didn't happen to me, it happened for me. Many women who are listening to this right now are stuck, right? There's many women, and we tend to have smart, successful women. You know, 99.9% of the sisters in DGB are intelligent. We've got heart. Matter of fact, 100%. We're intelligent. We have hearts. We've got drive for life. And for whatever reason, we found ourselves in this position. Now, outside of DGB, I've spoken to women who stayed stuck for 20, 30, 40 years where they really, doesn't mean their life was terrible all areas, right? They may have had some success in certain areas, but there was a huge piece of their life and a huge gap that was never fulfilled because it was this lingering of anger and resentment and bitterness. And when mm-hmm. we truly realize that we were separated from the pack, we're not minimizing the pain. Right? By any means, we're not minimizing it. But when we really could step back objectively without the emotional, you know, reaction to it, we realized that we had to be separated to the pack. We had to be separated from the pack in order to really step on our true life's journey.
True.
So tell me what it was for you. Where did it propel you? What did you realize in your life?
I realized that I was still holding on to a lot of scripts from my marriage mm-hmm. that kept me from doing the things that put my heart on fire. Like, for instance, in the sessions that we did, the module on the inspiration book.
Yes.
It turned into an inspiration wall for me. You can see behind me a map and a clock and some other things, but it ranges my whole kitchen wall.
I love it. I love the creativity. And I think that there's there's this resonance. So let's just stay here for a second too, because this is important. One is we don't realize the scripts. Like you said it perfectly, Susan. Perfect. You didn't realize the scripts that were in your head, right? That were playing the stories, that were preventing you from fully living life. Because what happens so many times is those scripts are so insidious, we don't even know we're being invaded. Right. It's a silent killer. I really believe this. And I'm not saying this lightly. I'm saying this, if you're listening to this, this is really important. You know, our mindset and our thoughts are truly what drive our life. Our thoughts could drive us to the highest potentials, to the greatest joy, right? To the deepest fulfillment. And conversely, our thoughts could drive us to the deepest pain and the deepest anguish. Now, what the real truth is, and this is what a lot of people don't tell you, but this is what we learn at DGB, right? Is the realization a thought is just a thought until we place a meaning on it.
Correct.
Right? That's it.
Right.
A thought is benign. So tell me what you think about that and how you feel on that topic.
I believe a lot of the scripts, like could not get through my mind that family was now my children and him, because they lived together during the divorce. Mm-hmm. What I found out was family is me and my two kids, and it doesn't mm-hmm. include him at all in this picture.
Yes.
So I rewrote.
It's a redefinition, right? It's a redefinition of what your script is, of what family is.
Yes.
Yes. We just talked about this the other night. We talked about this. I can't remember if it was in the graduate in Bloom School or it was the regular DGB program. But we spoke about these the definition of women. Women, we're so resourceful. If you give a woman a seed, she'll plant you a garden. If you give a woman a house, she will make you a home. If you give a woman inspiration to her heart, like yourself, Susan, she'll make a whole wall, right? Like her, it just, we have a way of taking something and multiplying it, right?
Right.
However, we're also conditioned as human beings to see things as very black or white. It's this or this. And so when we have this idea of what our family looks like, and now all of a sudden our family that we, you know, doesn't look like that anymore, that's where the real pain and dissonance and comes in, because we just can't see it another way. We're like, wait a minute. No, this is my definition of family. Now, if my family is not showing up in this construct, that means I have no family, right? We make all of these.
Right. I found myself feeling separate from the group.
Yes.
But I've rejoined it in my head and have put together a new family.
Yes. I have to just high five you, because Susan, you're explaining this so beautifully. Do you know one of the most difficult things, actually torture, is to put a person alone? Right? That's why
very
in prison.
Much so.
Right?
And I felt very alone in the first year.
Yes. And we feel so alone until we realize, wait a minute, that, and that's the reason why coaching, and I'm just going to say this is really important too, is that there's many things as women that we could do alone, and we could manage our home. We could manage, you know, surviving. We could be the, you know, trying at work and doing work. But when it comes to getting rid of the negative thoughts or the subconscious patterns, beliefs, and behaviors, we cannot do it alone, because we need a different construct. We don't know what we don't know. And we don't know until your coach or someone at DGB, when you're on a group coaching call, says something and you're like, oh my gosh, that's right.
Yes.
Right. Oh my gosh. I didn't even see it that way, because again, I don't know what I don't know. And so
very true.
If you're listening to this and you are that woman, I want you to know you could be the smartest woman in the world. You could be the most talented woman in the world. You could have all of the resources. You could be the richest woman in the world. And to get through this, you can't do it alone. So don't think you're broken, and don't think that, you know, you're having a hard time because you're trying to do it alone. This is when we just come into a softening and we come into more of our feminine side. And this is where we call in our sisters. We call in our coaches. We call in the right people to help us move through, because that's what we need. And Susan, I would just love you. I mean, before we got on, we were talking about this also, you know, this, you're starting this writing group, right? That you're,
yes.
you're that you're kind of, so this is something, and I would love to hear about it too, but this is a perfect example too. When we're alone and we feel kicked out of the tribe and we're hurt, we constrict and we lose what I say, God, you could say God, universe, source, whatever it is you want to say, but we lose this essence and it dims. Mm-hmm. And that's where it really is a silent killer, because when your soul is dimming, it is you're dying on the inside. And then what ends up happening over time, you know, 10, 20, 30 years later, and this is the science behind it, and this is 100% the truth on the science, is your body begins to break down because it can't hold that pain anymore. And it shows up in disease, right? In high blood pressure, in GERD, in, you know, now what we're seeing is a lot of heart issues and lung issues, because again, it is when we're holding all of that in, it's poisonous. It's like just living in poison. So tell me a little bit about, you know, the creativity that you're stepping into now and what you're doing that you're kind of really, really enjoying.
Well, I'm a life coach and I do groups. I actually have a divorce group that I present once every other week, but I decided I wanted to be doing something outside of the norm, and I'm doing a creativity group based on The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron, and we're going to use it as a vehicle to work through emotions from childhood and the teen years to help us be the woman that we should be.
Yes, and the woman that we get to design.
Exactly.
You know, and this is a calling, and this is a invitation for you as you're listening to this to know that you are blessed. Even though this divorce came in and may have fractured your soul temporarily, because Susan's a perfect example of this. Her soul was fractured temporarily. Some of us, it's fractured for months. Some of it's years. And honestly, it doesn't matter. But the moment you find the salve, right? And for Susan, it was coming to DGB, coming as a sister. Because again, here at DGB, it's once a sister, always a sister. We found our family. We found our tribe. You know, and it's once we're in that space, this is where our true essence could really be shown.
And right.
How does it feel to be happy and joyful and to have free, hope and
free and energetic?
Yeah. Yeah. Because think about the opposite.
I feel a love for myself that I never felt before.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is about me now. Mm-hmm. And I've learned to embrace myself, good, yes, bad, and the ugly.
Yep.
And enjoy by my own company.
Yes. And I have to just congratulate you on that, Susan, because it takes the strongest of people to step up. And, you know, it's not that we're saying, at least for me, I'm saying, I don't know about you, but it would be, you know, I like to enjoy my life with someone, but I've also learned that living in my own company, I could be very joyful too. You know, and so many women get stuck because being alone is almost, again, it's their own version of torture, because then all they think about is the thoughts of the past. What would you say? How could you guide a woman into who she just can't get out of her own head? For some reason, I'm feeling there's someone that's listening, that someone's going to be listening to this if they're not listening to it live. But, you know, their thoughts are what I consider to be very chaotic, right? And, you know, at DGB, we say save the drama for the llama, right? Their thoughts are 100% drama filled. What would you say to them on how to manage that?
You have to, like you're saying, get out of your head. And whether it's through writing, through song, through whatever art you may practice or hobby or community activity, get out of your head and move on.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I'm going to write it down. I have my notebook here that I keep by me all the times. And yes, guys, I have my gratitude journals that are very beautiful, but to tell you the truth, sometimes I just go in September, you go to CVS and you buy 99 cents. When all the kids go back to school, you buy a whole bunch and they're right here for you. But I'm really getting a very strong download that this person who we're speaking to, who it may be you, is that these thoughts that are so chaotic in your head, as I think as survivors, and tell me if you agree with this, Susan, as survivors, we've learned we've learned a masculine side of ourselves, not because we wanted to, but because we had to, meaning we've had to learn how to manage the home, manage the family, manage emotions, manage the finances. You know, it's like, it's a lot of doing. And the message that what I'm getting is it's time to learn how to get out of the doing and get into the receiving.
I'd agree with that.
Right? The message and the love, because I just came across, there's this whole sort of conversation that I've been having probably with myself, because I don't know if I've spoken it out to anyone. I have these, you know, these sort of thoughts that go through my head. And it's this concept of, we're so conditioned to hustle for our worth, right? The more we can learn, the more we can know, the better grade that we could get, you know, the better, the more. And I don't think inherently that's not necessarily a bad thing, because it's wonderful to, I think, expand. I think it's part of life, expanding and growing and reaching for certain goals. But when it inhibits you from your divine essence and soul, that's where it's a problem. Because the real truth is, in order for you to be happy, to attract the love that you want and to live the life that you want, you simply need to step into the mindset of being worthy to receive it. And it's not Definitely. Because you have to do something, right?
Right.
So
I totally agree with that.
Mm-hmm. When you went through DGB and you went through with your sisterhood, and you saw the women like yourself kind of from start to finish, what were some of the things that you sort of witnessed in women starting with, and then as they were graduating, sort of getting over, meaning clearing out patterns? Did you notice any commonalities, or did you notice any sort of insights?
Well, physically, I saw people sit straighter and yes. do more hand gestures.
Wow. Susan,
become more animated.
Yes. You know, it wasn't on my conscious mind, but as you said that, 100% yes. You notice people coming in like this, right? Mm-hmm. Or lying in bed. Sometimes we have people who are lying
right.
in bed because their energy is so low. And then when they leave, their shoulders are back. Yep. Physically, anything else?
People taking on things that they would have never taken on during their marriage,
mm-hmm.
and accepting themselves for who they are,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
saying, I might not like this part of me, but I can learn to deal with it. And it's okay because it's part of me.
Yes.
And not being a mirror for somebody else's thoughts about who they are.
I think you nailed it. Because it's like a diversity inclusion program with ourselves. There's many roles we play, right? As a woman, there's many feelings and emotions we have. There's many physical pieces of us. There's many non-physical pieces of us. And when we're splintered, and there's a saying that says, a house divided will not stand. And when we're, right. when we're divided and we're split, you know, we like to say it's either a hell yes or a hell no, not a maybe so. Because when you're in the middle of the road, what happens when we're in the middle of the road?
Get run over.
Literally, you get run over. And this is going out to the collective of the women who are listening to this. I want you to know, if you feel like you've been run over and you're in the middle of the road, I want you to know you're not alone. It's just you haven't learned how to choose you first. Right. Again, as women, we tend to be givers. We tend to make sure everybody in our circle is good, and we put ourselves last. But what happens is that's actually a form of self-abandonment, right? Because what we're saying is your life and your feelings and your emotions are more important than mine.
Right. And they're not by any means.
No. I think they're equally important, right? I think
if not more.
I think our own are more. Yeah, I'm going to venture to say our feelings are more important, right? However, we at DGB learn that our loved ones and our, you know, whoever we're working with, and depending on whatever position we're in, if we're working with people or we're leading people, is that people are important. We have to be more important because there's no one coming to save us, right? No one's going to come make you get up in the morning and do the work. No one's going to come and force you to read the book. No one's going to come and, you know, say, hey, listen, eat this or drink this water. Like it's learning that we're important too, that our children and our family and our loved ones are important. And this is the big word, right? And we're important too.
Definitely.
What do you think of this concept of duality? Meaning how we're programmed as human beings to want, like it has to look like this or that, or it has to be, you know, it's got to have this or that versus I could have this and this and this. Like, what do you think about that whole concept of how we function as women in today's society?
I think as a single woman going through years of being single because I got divorced, mm-hmm. I've learned that you can have it all. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have it all. You can choose what you want. And that's empowering.
You took the words out of my mouth because that's what I was going to say, power. So what Susan is saying, in case you just, you kind of are putting the pieces together, is at DGB, what we learn isn't just Donna or the coaches throwing noodles on the wall, right? We understand formulas and we understand science and we understand that when we have a certain action and we have a certain formula that we use, we're going to get the result, right? And so when you're able to understand what that formula is, you now have confidence that you can have what you want. And like Susan said, I am here to tell you, Susan's living proof of it. I am living proof of it. You could have whatever it is you want. Now, what I've also learned over time is that sometimes we don't necessarily have it all at once, meaning we have to prioritize what's really important to us at that time. So we may be in a time of one, you know, let's say our goals are, you know, income goals and our goals are work goals and our goals are home goals and our goals are family goals and our goals are spiritual goals. We can have all of those goals, right, concurrently happening, but on each given day, we may have different priorities. So sometimes we can't have all those goals at a given time, meaning I have family time and let's say spiritual time. So let's say on Sunday I go to church. My priority from 9 to 11 is church. So that is going to be where my focus is. Right. And then maybe from 12 o'clock to 5 o'clock is family where we're spending the day together. So, you know, work is aside, you know, my financial goals are aside. Everything else is aside. It's not that I'm not looking at it, but my goals are spending that time with family. And so how does it feel to be able to have that power, right? That empowerment, Susan, what does it give you? What does it help to relieve?
It makes me feel like I have more than 24 hours in a day. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel powerful.
Yes. And I'm just going to add something to this, Susan. You know, when you came into DGB, you already had a level of emotional regulation. However, I really believe that you have mastered it, right? Which means that you're not reacting to the environment, you're responding to it. And even if one particular day things didn't line up exactly the way that they needed to, you're going to look at it and you're going to refine or pivot and you're going to allow it to flow into the next day without any constructs around, oh my God, like this emergency. Because this is what I see a lot of times of women who haven't been through, you know, who haven't done the work that we're doing, is there's this sense of emergency because their brain is on this fight or flight that they have to have an answer. They have to have it all. They've got it. So what do you think of, like, have you seen that? Do you know what
Definitely.
I'm talking about? You see it in your coaching practice, I'm sure.
Definitely.
Right.
But even in myself or even in my group of friends, people have noticed that I'm not as reactive. Mm-hmm. I'm more easygoing and I'm more willing to just look at reality and say, oh, that's reality. Mm-hmm. I can choose to have a pity party or I can go through the emotions and come out the other side and I don't have to spend days being depressed. Right. I deal with it at the source and then move on.
I'm just going to write that here. Deal with it at the source and then move on. If you are listening to this, to take notes, right? If you're listening, and make sure you put this in somewhere is dealing with it at the source. So I had a conversation with someone yesterday who recently became a DGB sister. And one of the things that she said is after our conversation, the realization of the thoughts and emotions that she's been avoiding for years. She's like, Donna, I didn't even realize how much I was avoiding it. So this is a huge thing, is actually being able to acknowledge those thoughts, feel them and move through them, because you can move through them in 1 minute versus 10 years. Are you still with us, Susan? I know it looks like you're frozen.
No, I'm not frozen. I was just listening to the wisdom of what you were saying.
Good. Yeah, yeah. No, on my end, it looked like the video was like, your body had just... Nope. I was watching this video the other day. It was hilarious. And it was talking about Zoom bloopers, right? So now this COVID thing of how they have this one guy who was pretending he was stuck because he didn't want to answer the question. So he was like, kind of like this. And the guy, his manager's like, all right, Eric, the fan is moving above you, so we know you're not stuck. Like, you know? And the guy's like, oh yeah, no, I'm here. So Susan, what love could you bestow on who's watching this? Because I do believe that there is someone who's listening to this, who's connecting with you, who needs to hear what it is that is really important to you. What do you think you could share with someone who, think about yourself when you first made the first call to me, the status that you were in, the frame, and let's talk about that. When we first met, what were you, what were your top things that you were looking to eradicate?
I was stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And needed to become unstuck.
Yep.
And needed to put all the pieces together that I had worked on with my own coach.
Yep.
Over the 4 years that I was single.
Mm-hmm.
And going into DGB, I was able to put the puzzle all together.
Yes, all the pieces together. Yes. Okay, so what do you think you could share with her that she's listening? What would you say to her?
Realize that if you're in pieces, all the pieces fit together and you just have to take them one piece at a time, find the corner pieces and go from there.
Yes, that's the master puzzler, right? Is knowing that you have a box and you are not missing any pieces. It may feel like there's pieces missing, but supernaturally, there's not one piece of your puzzle that has been left out. Not one, not one. So it's finding those corner pieces and moving in. Anything else you'd like to share?
No, not really.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, this is an invitation for you that if you are stuck, if you are at a place where you just can't seem to get out of your way, where you may have had, you know, your work may be good, you may have other things in your life that are good, but you just can't seem to get this personal side moving. And when I do an inventory, right, of us DGB sisters, is many or most of us have done, we've already done coaching, we've done counseling, we are nurses, we are coaches, we are women who have done the work. But for some reason, those, like you said, those pieces just can't seem to be putting together. And there is a journey that we must go on as women. And I see this. And it's not a journey to say, oh my God, why isn't this happening? This is an opportunity to say, what is it that I need to do in order to make my path straight, right? So we get rid of the whys and we replace it with the what. But know that every step along the way, there may be different coaches and different support systems that are available to you. And by the time you come to DGB, this is the place where you're able to put all the pieces together. So even if you feel like, oh my God, Donna, I've done everything, I've tried everything, know that if you're stuck, that is universal data that there needs to be, the puzzle needs to be put together. It's not wrong. It's not bad. It's just that it's time. So if you're ready to do the work, and you know, our message is sitting in your heart that you want to have a call with me, what I would do is I'm going to put up the booking link right here for you, which is DonnaRudowitz.com/apply. So right here, you could just go to my website. And by the way, Susan and I's conversation will be on the website shortly, but you could listen to other sisters and you could listen and see other, you know, what I like to say, references for success. Because here at DGB, we know this to be 100% 100% true. And that is, if Susan can do it, so could you. If I could do it, so could you. We don't look at other women and other things and say, man, I can't believe they have it and I can't. Even though there may be some feelings of that, we could acknowledge those feelings. We could love those feelings, but they're not fact. They are truly feelings. It's like the 4-minute mile. No one broke the 4-minute mile until someone did. And now all of a sudden, many, many people break the 4-minute mile because it's a literally that success point now comes into the field. It comes into the universe as data and information that's available to the collective consciousness as what's possible. So this is anything is possible for you. And you could just go ahead and book your call here with me where we'll chat, we'll hop on the phone. And if I feel I can help you, I'll let you know. And if I feel there's a different resource, I'll let you know that too. And, you know, Susan and I were talking earlier in the green room. And if DGB is not your place, that's okay too. If you feel you're ready for different coaching and you're ready for different things, find the community, find the coach, find the material that resonates with your soul and get out of your head and into your heart. And if you feel like, yeah, this is the place, find out more about it. Take that step because emphatically, I will tell you, if you truly want to be living your life at full speed ahead where you are joyful, you are happy. And like Susan said, happy. We enjoy ourselves and we've learned to embrace ourselves. We learn to embody ourselves, which has increased our creativity, increased our confidence, increased our self-worth, where people are noticing a difference of how we're interacting with the world. If you want that, you can't do it alone. Because again, we only know what we know. And therapy is not the right model for this. I'm not saying therapy is bad. Therapy gives you the availability to understand what went wrong or what it is that you didn't like. It gives you the awareness of understanding, which is wonderful. And I believe that there's certain phases of the divorce journey that therapy is really going to serve you because you need to have an understanding, right, Susan? Like it's very hard. Definitely. If we don't have an understanding. Now, this is where therapy becomes counterproductive for you because once you have an understanding, now you need to move to coaching. Because coaching is going to help you create the outcome that you want. Coaching is going to show you how to actually change the behavior, change the subconscious behavior to get rid of what we don't need and replace it with what we do. This is why, unfortunately, you know, many people will stay in therapy years after they should have left, right? Because it feels good. We develop a relationship with our therapist. It's comfortable, right? It becomes like, you know, the way you get in the car, it's like the thing you do every Tuesday, you know, after work. And it becomes this sense of what I would say almost familial. And if you're in that space, that's a little bit of a red flag indicator because you can't change your life in familiar. Just not going to change. It's basically you're just going to create more of what you're familiar with, which is what you don't want, right? And so that's the difference between coaching and counseling. So if this is you, get with a coach. And Susan, thank you so much for being here today with us.
Thank you for having me.
I wish you all the best on your journey. I wish you all the best on leading these women that you coach out of their pain and into a different insight, into a different story, into it, because you could create the story. Right. Even though a story has been given, we get to create. And I implore you, I'm just excited for you is that you decided to do the work. You are a model for that, right? You decided to say yes to yourself. You decided to invest in yourself. And now you could be the light to many, 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 many women. We can't be the light to other people when our pilot light is broken.
Right.
So congratulations.
Thank
so
you.
Very proud of you. All right,
thank
girls.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. See you later. Have a kick-ass rest of the day. And we'll see you guys on the other side. Bye.
Bye.